Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. On Monday night in MetLife Stadium, the Giants play host to the Minnesota Vikings in search of that first win of the 2013 season. I know it sounds crazy. I can't believe that the Giants are still looking for that first win. But if you're around the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, the one thing that I've noticed about this football team is they're pretty upbeat. They're pretty positive. And I tip my cap to Giants head coach Tom Coughlin and the entire staff for keeping these guys really energized with the way things are going. And I think one of the things is, when you look at the last couple of games that the Giants have played, they've had opportunities to win. If you were a lawyer, you can make the case in five of the six games that a play here or there and the Giants might have been able to turn the fortunes in a different direction. Now, obviously, this is a franchise that's been to five Super Bowls. They've won four. They've won championships. Moral victories and silver linings is not what they're doing here when it comes to the New York Giants. That's not what they're all about. It's about wins and losses. So don't let the message that I'm trying to say get obscured by the facts, in the sense that they're not happy about being 0-6 by any stretch of the imagination. And this is a season that they truly believe that they could make their way into the playoffs and get an opportunity to play in the Super Bowl in MetLife Stadium in February. But it hasn't gone the way they've planned. But one of the things that I've seen out of this football team over the last couple games is an added level of physicality. We saw it against the Philadelphia Eagles a little bit with the Giants controlling the running game. And then that continued last week against the Chicago Bears and Matt Forte. And the Giants have added an element of physicality to their own game. And that's being able to run the football. John Connor played very well at fullback for the Giants last week. Brandon Jacobs played well. They've added Peyton Hillis. And if the Giants can get a run game, a consistent run game, doesn't have to be off the chart numbers, it sets up the play action, which will lead to victories. I'm Bob Papa with Papa's Perspective.